Christian Radio is having an impact on guerrillas in Colombia. The Mideast peace process is on the edge of collapse, but believers are staying, and more books are needed for work overseas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Colombia is a country plagued with kidnappings, drug trafficking, and civil unrest. Guerrillas are responsible for much of it. However, Christian Radio appears to be having an impact. Transworld Radio's Jim Munger says they received a letter from a guerrilla who's come to Christ while listening to them in the jungle. Munger isn't surprised.
There aren't a lot of radio stations that can be heard there, and so they're almost like a captive audience. When we produce programs, we realize that there are people of all walks of life, including guerrillas, that are listening and are becoming Christian.
The guerrilla indicates others are also listening. While this man's given his heart to Christ, Munger says he's trapped.
They are threatened with death if they abandon the forces. The Colombian army is seeking them. Over a period of time, he's done horrible things and has seen horrible things. As a Christian now, he doesn't agree with this, but he's afraid to leave.
Pray for this man's safety and that more will turn to Christ. Next, World Vision continues assisting nearly 100,000 people living in war-damaged homes to survive winter conditions in Lebanon. More than 15,000 families are receiving blankets, linens, fuel vouchers, plastic sheeting, heaters, and cooking stoves. In South Lebanon, World Vision teams help provide clean water to more than 112,000 villagers. Their staff in Lebanon continues to serve as the hands and feet of Christ to the families and children in their 9 program areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. What began as a traditional medical missions for Medical Ambassadors International moved toward the integration of evangelism and community development activities. In a sense, they outgrew their name. Dr. Bob Paul says they chose a name that better fits their vision and mission, LifeWind International.
It's inspired really by the biblical concept that the Holy Spirit is like the wind, as Jesus said, or it's like the breath of God that breathes life into human beings. And so we mean to point towards the life-transforming power of the Holy Spirit through the name LifeWind.
Paul explains the key to community health evangelism, or CHAES, success is the community's willingness to own change.
We find that this is actually a tremendously effective means of church planting, of discipling people, of bringing people to faith in Christ, and they come to understand that the Lord really brings them salvation not only to their soul, so to speak, but in every dimension of their life.
Next, Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says there are 2 great crates packed and ready to be sent to India next week.
They are heading for 2 different seminaries to be used in their library as well as street evangelizing. Typically, it will have between 2,000 and 4,000 pounds of Bibles.
It's good news for the recipients, but the shipment also reveals the larger need for resources coming in. That's why Palmerton sees Operation Bear Your Bookshelf as an ongoing means of involving the average American Christian in missions work. They're encouraging believers to share their unused Christian resources with believers elsewhere.
We continue to receive more and more requests every month from developing nations needing a seminary book or a Bible or some Sunday school materials, those kind of devices to teach or to learn, and it overwhelms us.
Go to our website for details on getting involved. And Here's Life InterCity needs your support as they plan for the year ahead. Here's Life supports 5 warehouses in 5 major cities around the United States that helps the urban poor with the help of the local church. While the big companies provide large quantities of food and other physical needs, your financial support is needed to pay for the warehouse space and shipping expenses. This support allows churches to share compassion in the name of Christ, which is effective in seeing people come to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors free prayer guide is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. MNN has a new website. Go to missionnetworknews.org where you can also request it there. You can subscribe to our monthly bulletin inserts or our free podcasts. I'm Greg Yoder.